Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday, everyone. It's our favorite day of the week. I know everybody's like, well, my favorite day of the week is Friday. In order to get through Friday, you have to go through Tuesday, so you might as well enjoy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But tonight, you have me, your girl, Makisha Clay Lee, certified life coach. I want to thank each and every listener who always rock with me as I be on air on Tuesdays. I appreciate your time. I know time is a very expensive commodity, and I just want to truly appreciate each and every one for leaving your comments. You can actually go back and view all the shows. They're archived from day one all the way up until this episode. You know, this platform was created to be a listening ear, a safe place where you can dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. October, cannot believe we are already at October, but October is the month that we are interviewing Black authors. We are calling this segment Black Authors Matter. You know, we want to make sure that we support our Black authors, and the authors that will be interviewed will give you information about where the books are located, what's coming down the pipeline, how we as a community can rally around them and support them. And you know my saying, we need to be growing, so learning and growing and developing and reading, and that's how you're going to get to that level. So this is a perfect opportunity to hear these different authors with their books of development, their books of spirituality, their books of something just funny. Just grab into this opportunity so we can grow and develop and build ourselves up. My favorite quote, do not despise small beginnings, because, you know, everything starts small. Every corporation starts small. Everybody starts small, but that does not mean that it's going to stay small, especially if you have the prayer, execution, and vision. That small something can develop and become something so great and so magnificent. So just not despise small beginnings. All right. Tonight we have a beautiful queen. I have the pleasure of meeting this young lady yesterday as we went through practice, and she has such an amazing spirit. And let me just read a little bit of information about this beautiful Black queen. She is an author, a poet, a podcaster, and a blogger. She is on the grind, okay? She is the owner of Champions Travel Escapes. Her podcast is called Mama Goose Podcast. Now, that's dope. And the name of her blog is Your Inspirational Tea Blog. Wow, amazing. She is recognized that her success stems from God, from the Word of God. Her mantra is to treat people the way you want to be treated, but don't expect them to do the same. You know, we always be trying to expect something, but that is a great mantra. I like that. She earned her Bachelor's of Arts in Marketing from American Intercontinental University. She is the author of Soul, A Collection of Poetry. Also, she's the author of It's a Spiritual Thing, and that's a prayer journal and a manual, and she will give it all the information. She is the mom of two sons, and also today is her grandson's birthday. So I would like for my Dumping Ground family to give a warm shout-out to Ms. Valerie Champion. Ms. Valerie, are you there?
Hi, I am here,
yes.
And thank you so very kindly for that introduction. Thank you.
You are so welcome. When I read, like I told you when we were talking a couple of minutes ago, your bio was probably the funkiest bio I ever seen. Like, that bio give me life. Like, I am so excited to be able to talk to you tonight because I see that you're such a inspiration, and I would love for you to share that with people from the Dumping Ground so they can learn from your wisdom. I mean, from your wisdom that they can hear the nuggets that you can plant into their hearts and and we can all grow and develop. I'm just looking forward to just having this nice conversation with you so I can grow, because my mom always told me, you listen to, you know, you listen to wisdom and you take it to heart, and that's the word of God too. So I'm super pumped. I'm super excited to dive in. Are you pumped?
I am pumped. I've been excited since the invitation. I thank you so very kindly for inviting me onto your radio show. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation. You know, I was telling you that time is a major commodity, so I want to respect your time, and I just want to dive right into this interview. So you have two amazing books from two different spectrums. You have a prayer journal and manual, and then you have the book of poems. So how did this develop? Like, what inspired you to create these two different spectrums?
Okay. Let me start from the beginning.
Yes,
I did not out to be an author. I was raising my two teenage boys, and when I moved to Douglasville, Georgia, back in 2003, I needed an outlet, and that outlet was writing my thoughts, my what was on my heart, what was troubling me, and I was actually starting to get a closer relationship with God. So most of my mm-hmm. poems were spiritual poems. Mm-hmm. However, it wasn't until 2013. So that's like 10 years between the time that I started writing these poems that the book was actually developed. And it was one of my pastor used to tell me, why don't you put them in the book? Why don't you put them in the book? And I used to be like, yeah, nobody's going to read them. Yeah. I get up and read them in church. You know, I was like, whatever. So I had a son. Like I said, I birthed two sons, right? But I have many that calls me mama. And, of course, that's another topic. However, that's where Mama Goose came from. So one of them was like, you know, he kept pushing. And one day I finally just said, you know what, Lord, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to put this book together and we're going to go from there. So that was in 2013.
Wow.
And that's where the poetry come from.
Nice.
Now, in regards to it's a spiritual thing, I realized that as I journeyed through life, that what actually kept me sane was prayer. Of course, I didn't think that I knew how to pray. I thought it was hard, you know, looking at everybody else. You know, you're in church and you're looking at all everybody praying, and it's like, no, I don't know how to pray like that. And I was fearful of praying out loud, but this manual is a journey, because I know the power of prayer, and I actually started writing last year. I had to get a crew. When I say I had to get a crew, I needed a coach, a mentor, I needed an accountability partner. I needed, you know, I had to get these people to make sure that what God placed on my heart to do, that I get it done, because we have so many distractions in life that, you know, we can get thrown off. So it took a year, but nonetheless, July of 2020, I believe it was July, we finished and we published It's a Spiritual Thing. And I thank God for Divine Connection, because I also had, this time I had professional help. Even though this is self-published, like, I did everything with my first book, but this one here, God led me to a young man that helped me walk through the process. There was somebody to edit the book, to help me with the cover. So this particular book here
a few people had their hands in it. But the content is all me and God.
I like that. I like the fact that you said, you just said a couple, one thing that I wanted to talk about. You said you were going through life and you needed an outlet and you just start writing. And I said this a couple episodes ago, but by being a life coach, they tell you to journal. Journal is an outlet, and it helps you put your thoughts down and helps you. It's like a release that can kind of heal you. You know, as you write those things down, if you're angry or whatever it is, it actually makes you feel better. So it's amazing how, like, you're like the fourth writer, author that I have on my show that basically said the exact same thing. It's amazing how that outlet it helps you. It helps you, and then it can turn into something like you say. You didn't want to be an author, but it can develop and turn into something to help somebody else. So I really appreciate that, Ms. Valerie. That was really good. That was good stuff right there. I appreciate that one. So listen
speaking
to this.
Of writing down and journaling, I'm sorry, but my son, he says it all the time. It's like, how many more journals are you gonna get? You know, it's like well, they get full. You know, it's like I don't need to be trying to find one when I need one. So yes, writing is truly an outlet.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So tell me, like, when you what did you learn with writing the book, with your second book? So, because you said the second book you had, the first book was more of you kind of doing it. You may have had a little help, but the first book. But the second book, you had a lot of different hands in it to help you cultivate it and develop it. So which experience do you prefer the most? You think that's more effective for you? I know accountability partners is all, because I'm always talking about accountability partners, because like you said, with life, we have so many distractions. If you don't have someone to hold you accountable, I have so many unfinished projects in my house because I didn't have accountability partners to be like, what are you doing with these different projects? You just start another project without completing that project. So which experience did you appreciate the most? More that with the more experienced people helping you cultivate it, or your first book of just you just writing it down and you just feeling the Holy Spirit push as you write your poems. Did I lose you?
Actually, I'm going to say that the second experience was better, and I could have used some help with the first one. I guess I was just trying to get that, you know, get it done, and was like, okay, I have been saying that this is something I'm going to do. Let me go ahead and do it. I always like to research stuff on my own. When I found out that I can be a self-published, I don't have to go through people, you know, so that was easy for me. But with the second one, because of the type of book it is, because for me, it's really, truly personal, because I actually have some personal prayers in the book that I laid before God, and I saw them come to fruition, and I didn't want to provide any information that may have, as far as because I'm a believer of Christ, I didn't want to provide any information that went against the Word of God. So
I understand.
The second one was a better experience because it was personal, even down to the title. But I thank God for, you know, people, you know, with social media now, it's like you put something out there. Okay, which one do you guys like? You know, and you get you get that help, where, because you can get stuck when you're writing a book. The title can get you stuck. You know, you're trying to figure out, well, what am I going to call it? You know, it's like, so once that was out of the way, it was like, okay, free. I can freely continue on with the process. But having accountability partner, somebody who would check in on me just to see you know, it wasn't every week or anything, but she would check in, you know, to see where I was. And sometimes I would just reach out to her to let her know, hey, look, I told you I was going to do this, and it was done. You know, it's done. So
right.
I would say the second process, the second experience.
So this is my thing with the accountability partners. I just wanted to tell you about, because, you know, some people, they be like, I don't want anybody in my business. The accountability partner is not in your business. It's a person that you trust, and it's a person that's not going to beat you up but celebrate your small wins with you. Like, even if, okay, so, like, if you didn't write that chapter last night, I'm sure your accountability partner will be like, I'm about to beat you up. Why you ain't do that? You should have been taking care of that. It's like, all right, you didn't do it next time. Let's find another goal, a smaller goal that's attainable goal that we can get to. You know what I'm saying? Because I think sometimes, especially us as African-American women, because we think we can control everything. I just know I think I can. And then when I get out of control, right?
I can raise my hand.
Then here you... And here you come trying to tell me and beat me up. I'm like, hold on, who do you think you're talking to? But it's the humbleness and having a teachable heart, you know what I'm saying? And know that person for you and to make you better, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I know my husband is that person. And sometimes, you know, ladies, we don't really want to hear that from them, you know? I just know I don't sometimes. Like, hold on, let me look at all these projects that you got around here, buddy, you know what I'm saying? But you have to take it, and you have to, it's just refining you and making you better. That's basically all you want to have, a good accountability partner to. Speaking of accountability partner, my sister, she's working on something really important that she has a deadline. And we have this, I know as women, we have the tendency, and I know we're going off script. And I told you we'll do that sometimes, too. I just want to give you a heads up. So she has a deadline, and she know me, I'm goal-oriented. So she's like, hey, sis, I need you to kind of, you know, let me check in on me, because, you know, I have all these different roles that I play. And sometimes mm-hmm. I will do other people's goals and not do my own goals. So I mm-hmm. think that's amazing. That's something that we all should be striving to make sure that we have somebody in our life that can hold us up and be a help and walk with us, you know, just hold you up and be your accountability partner to kind of push you to be refined. That's basically all. So I thought that was pretty amazing that you said that. So sorry.
Not a problem. Thank you.
That gives me joy. No, you're fine. So your first book you wrote, it took you longer, but your second book, how long did it take you to know? I know, because most people are like, you don't need to have, I know if you're self-publishing, most people don't have a deadline. I mean, because they're doing it themselves, unless you're using a publisher that's kind of like giving you a deadline. But how long did it take you to write the second book? Did it take you less time? Because I know you said the first one, you were just trying to get through it and complete it because you had people telling you, hey, get it done, you know, or encouraging you, not like that. So how long did it take you to write your second book, the timeline?
Well, I will say this. Most people call them vision boards, right?
Mm-hmm.
However,
mm-hmm.
we call it faith board. So January of 2019, I put on my faith board that I was going to write a prayer manual and journal. And I actually put the deadline for July of 2019.
Wow.
That was my deadline. That was my deadline. However, like I said, distractions and interruptions, you know, a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
So that deadline came and it went in
mm-hmm.
April, but nonetheless, I had actually started because, like I said, I had an accountability partner, you know, and I would tell her, well, I'm doing my research right now, you know, just doing a little studying because this particular book, like I said, it was personal and experience for me. So I didn't take it lightly. I literally did research on prayer, and I didn't want to take it just based on my wisdom, but I want to know what the Bible says and what Bible scholars said, you know. So
right.
This was, I met AJ Journal, J-O-I-N-E-R, AJ Journal of the Expert League, and he is the young man that walked me through the writing process. So
okay.
Going through that process, I started in March. I believe it was March. It was right when COVID. It was right when we were, you know, shelter at home in March.
Mm-hmm.
And my deadline then became July of 2020.
Wow.
So I would say from from putting it on my faith board in January of 2019 to the actual finishing published up on Amazon July of 2020. So about
you just answered my next question of where they would be able to get your books from. You just said Amazon. And I know also, is it available on your website too, right, for your book?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually would like to encourage your listeners to go visit my website to, you can actually purchase, click the link and purchase both books. And then you can also, you know, visit my blog from a website as well, which is www.IamValerieChampion.com. And
yes,
it has everything. It has a link to Mama Goose podcast, and there's a link
Ooh.
To my travel agency. So if you desire to kind of check rates right now for 2021, you can go right ahead and do that.
So let's talk about this Mama Goose podcast. What is that about, Ms. Valerie? I'm very interested to hear that. What do you talk about? What's the juice on that?
Mama Goose podcast is a platform that I use is because, like I said, I am a mother that birthed two, but I'm a mother of many. When I say many,
mm-hmm.
I mean literally. I helped raise other kids that were not mine. They lived in my house from some middle school, some was at high school. And so I had a hand in helping raise other people's children. And so
mm-hmm.
Mama Goose is a platform where I share some of my experiences, but it's also where I look to share parenting on a spiritual level, you know, try and, well, how would God have us to raise our kids?
Wow.
But I also try and offer resources to parents because I'm not a life coach yet.
okay.
And I'm not a therapist. However, you know, because of what I've gone through with my youngest son, whereas he was diagnosed with being ADHD, attention deficit, some other stuff, just shy of bipolar,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. So it's that and helping and just having a hand in just not my neighbor's kids, but when somebody, my son, they all came from my son. What's funny is he would bring, you know, somebody new home, and it's like, I'll see them, and then 2 weeks, and it's like, are you going home? Do you have somewhere to go? You know, so it was one of those things. So it's like, okay, well, I guess you don't have anywhere to go. So Mama Goose is a platform where I share my experience as a parent. And now I get to share my experience also as a grandparent. So.
Oh, my goodness. I know. It's so amazing. I know I saw online today that your grandbaby's birthday, and like I was telling you earlier, that my nephew, my great-nephew, it's not my nephew, it's my great-nephew, his name is Braylon, too. So I think I thought that was pretty amazing. Good connection, good name for your grandbaby. So this is my question for you. So, if what would how would you fire right now for somebody who is writing a journal, been writing journals for a couple of years, and they want to create a book, or they're in a mindset of thinking about creating a book. How would you inspire them? What would you say to them right now to inspire them to start it? Like, what would you say if you had an opportunity to talk to somebody who's on the air who's in that spot right now?
Okay, I'll be brief, but one of the main things I would encourage somebody to do is find a group. Seriously, find you a coach, find you a mentor, because a coach and a mentor, they're not the same. They're different. Find you an accountability partner. And guess what else I added? I added two cheerleaders. I added somebody that I can actually know that I can go to and tell them what I'm doing, and they're going to encourage, they're going to be happy for me. They're going to encourage me. I literally have those two people. That was their job, and they did it well. I would say take time and outline your thoughts. Don't rush the process, and know that if you don't want to go the self-publishing route, that there are organizations out there that can actually help you get your book or your idea submitted to publishing companies. So stay the course. Mm-hmm. And lastly, pray about everything. You get stuck,
mm-hmm.
take some time, meditate, and ask the Holy Spirit to download what you're to put in your book. I literally don't do a whole lot without asking God his opinion first. And mm-hmm. I'm going to leave that right there.
And that's what I like, that when we talked yesterday, you basically said, I don't do nothing without that first. That's the number one thing in success, because you can have success, but you don't have God, it's useless. To me, success is making sure that I have the right relationship with him. And then I know everything else. I seek him first. I put him first. Everything else gonna fall into place. So that has to be the number one thing. And at least having a good people around you to help push you into greatness. And sometimes even with those people, you have to encourage yourself and push your, I know I do. You have to push yourself. And like you said, most of these authors who've been on the air, they have writer's block. But like you said, you have to take time away and kind of probably put it aside and just kind of come back to it and refresh your mind and your heart. So I truly appreciate you, Miss Valerie. Do you have any last words? I appreciate your time, and your book is It's a Spiritual Thing. It's a transforming your life through your prayer. It's a prayer manual and journal, and you have your Expressions of the Soul, a collection of poetries. And you said both of these books can be purchased on your website, and also is both of them on Amazon as well, or is only It's a Spiritual Thing on Amazon?
It's a Spiritual Thing is the only one that's on Amazon right now, but
okay.
The link
okay.
on the website leads them to lulu.com, which was
okay.
where I initially published the poetry book. So there's a link
gotcha.
That leads them to both. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sounds
and,
amazing.
And for the last word, Makisha, I want to thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for allowing God to use you, and for you being encouraged by your husband to even start this platform. I truly appreciate you, and I just pray that God would continue to elevate you, because one thing I know, that when we seek God first, like you said, everything else is added, and he's the one that promotes us, not man.
You got that right, sister. Thank you so much, Ms. Valerie. I pray nothing but blessings over you as your books go out. It touched the hearts of men that grow them and developing them into their purpose. That was our prayer before we enter online. And that your wisdom from God, just the nuggets that you spoke today, that will be implanted in their hearts, and they will grow and develop into the man of God that they, man and woman of God that they're supposed to be. Thank you so much for your time. You have been truly a blessing for, to me, and I know we're going to come across each other again because we have the plug, India. So thank you, Miss India, again for connecting me to another amazing Black queen. And I thank you so much, Miss Valerie, for your time tonight. And you have a blessed night until we talk again, okay?
You do the same. And thank you. Have a blessed one.
Thank you. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.